Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, people in Wonderland, Saeed Kekese de Benga has returned to the microphone live in Los Angeles, corner of 7th and Broadway. I wear this on the street today is Still I Rise, the tribute to Congolese women. It's an upcoming event in Oakland, California, that's out by the bay to the right side. What's going on? Hope everything's going well this day. You know it's a dark day. Farrah Fawcett passed away. She of the Colgate smile and the red bathing suit of the Charlie's Angels series. And then the greatest loss, Michael Jackson, has passed away at the age of 50. Man, it hit me as I was getting for today's show, and I was like, wow, it's a big loss. It's a big loss. You know how we feel his passing is how a lot of us feel of the people passing back home. You know, it's a tragic loss, man. But he'll always be remembered as this event that's coming up in Oakland, a tribute to Congolese women. Still I Rise will help remember the sisters who have passed violently and needlessly and too early, and those who are still with us today. We got to do a song. I wanted to have a song intro. I would like to have a song intro, what we do and stuff like that. So let's dedicate a brief little cut here. It's called Mi Hermanita by Evan Chira. Basically, it's about a guy who's worried about his sister dating this abusive man, and the guy ends up killing her. And it's basically in the view that they talk about how he confronted his sister, gave her a gun to protect herself, and what have you. But beyond the overall storyline of the video, I like the fact that he cares about his sister and it talks about her loss. Now, this isn't exactly in English, people, but that's what it's about. All right? I want to give a shout out to Miss Mwadi Mukenge up in Oak Town. What's going on? She sent the word down to me. And I said, you know what? This is an important event. This is the kind of event I always like to spotlight, you know, in the community, in the country, around the world, because, you know, people around the world listen to us. People, if you want to call in, you can, 646-595-2892, 646-595-2892. So if you're on the prepaid cell phone, your minutes ran out or your minutes are low, or you're trying to save that one last minute so you can check your voicemail, you can chat with me live. We're on for 30 minutes. Word on the street. Still I Rise. The tribute to Congolese women. Talk to me. Congolese women. I'm going to ship it to you in Oakland. Congolese. Thank you.
ladies in the keys.
You know I got your back. You know I got your back. People, you're going to be seeing the demonstration of having someone's back this coming Sunday up in Oakland. Let me read to you what's going on, people. As the info has been sent to me by Miss Mwazi Mukenge. Mwazi, what's going on? Check it out. The details, the logistics, the specifics. This special event takes place next Sunday, this coming Sunday, June 28th, in Oakland, a call for solidarity and support for the women of the Congo. Come learn about the political situation on the ground in the Congo and regional Rwanda and Uganda. Tabling up for organizations is available. I think those tables are going kind of quickly. So you folks may want to contact Mwadi for more information at Bay Area at Friends. Of the Congo.org. Again, Bay Area at friendsofthecongo.org. Send that up there to Mwada. I said hello. Again, the information of this event, this soiree, this tribute to the Congolese women is Sunday, June 28th. 28th, people. I know my little accent gets in the way. Sunday, June 28th, 2 o'clock to 4:30 p.m. in the Bay Area. Friends of the Congo invites you to attend, and Still I Rise, a day of advocacy and tribute to Congolese women, featuring keynote speaker Kambala Musavuli from the D.C.-based organization Friends of the Congo. This event is a one-of-a-kind opportunity to learn about the present situation in the Congo through dialogue, music, food, poetry, and action, a celebration of Congolese women as victors, overcoming and resisting their current situation. On this day, so near the June 30th anniversary of Congolese independence, Bay Area Friends of the Congo urges you to gather with us, make an impact, and become part of the network of folks worldwide who stand united with the Congo to bring about durable change and respect for human rights. This event will include spoken word, video presentation, dance, panel discussion, advocacy actions, and food. Now, folks, it starts at 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. That means most of y'all just getting out of church, you're going to be hungry. Let me say it again. This event will include spoken word, video presentation, dance, panel discussion, advocacy actions, and food. So where is it going to take place? It's at the Humanist Hall, 390 20th Street in Oakland, between Telegraph and Broadway. You can check them out at www.humanisthall.org. Again, that's www.humanisthall.org. You can also go to www.friendsofthecongo.org. That's friendsofthecongo.org. And you can also email Mwadi at bayarea@friendsofthecongo.org. Again, that's bayarea@friendsofthecongo.org. Bay Area Friends of the Congo is a sister group to the Washington, D.C.-based Friends of the Congo, a 501c3 organization working to bring about peaceful and lasting change in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And their website, again, is friendsofthecongo.org. People, let's break it down as it needs to be broken down. This event is called And Still I Rise. That could be applied to the Congolese after Leopold, after Mobutu, after the forced exodus of Baluba out of Katanga, present-day Shaba. It could be applied to the survivors of 96 invasion by Rwanda and the survivor of 1998 invasion by Rwanda. But this event is specifically for the women, because I have to say, I'm trying to get through this because, you know, this isn't statistics and photographs to myself. I was born in Congo. those are my sisters. Those are my mothers out there. Those are our aunts. Those are our grandmothers out there. Those are our nieces out there going through things that no one ought to go through, enduring suffering that no one shouldn't suffer, that I wouldn't wish on my worst enemies. And trust me, I have a few. But anyways, this is to let people know and to remind people that there are women who are not victims. As Joel Osteen would say through his ministry, these are victors. They have overcome. They are not being overcome. They are overwhelming. They have not been overwhelmed. This event is to show the Congolese women and to show the tribute to the Congolese women that most often is not shown in media. When they talk about Congolese women, there's a big thing now to talk about the rape of the Congolese women. They talk about them as their victims, you know, casualties of war. They talk about them in terms of being a statistic. Well, let me give you a statistic that's a little incorrect, that's been circulating around recently, that according to the IRC, 5.4 million died during the war of 1998 to 2003. So, folks, let me break it down as it needs to be broken down, the real number. In 2001, right after the battle between Uganda and Rwanda took place in Kisangani, the International Red Cross, all right, not the Rescue Committee, International Rescue, I'm talking about the International Red Cross, they estimated at that time in 2001, 30 to 40,000 was dying a month. They estimated that 5 million had already been killed in 2001. Now, you do the math of 30 to 35,000 dying a month for 2 years. What number do you get? That's the death. So when some people start throwing around this 5.4, how are you going to do a 5.4? That's the real number. All right, we're closing in on 7 million. People I know will talk about, well, you know, it's the greatest conflict since World War II. Let me tell you something. I'm a teacher down here also. Most of these people don't even know the history of World War II. As far as I'm concerned, the Gulf Wars and the Gulf of Mexico. So let's get it right. This event, And Still I Rise, is a tribute to the women of Congo. It's taking place June 28th, this Sunday, 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. All right? People need to be there. It's going to be at the Humanist Hall, which is 390 23rd Street in Oakland. It's between Telegraph and Broadway. You can check out the website for this beautiful facility, www.humanist, H-U-M as in Mary, A-N as in Nancy, I-S-T, hall.org. People, this is an event that needs your presence. Your presence is required. You have Nunu Kadani up there doing things, passing the word around through Priority Africa Network. Check them out at priorityafrica.org. You can give them a shout out, priorityafrica@yahoo.com. Check out their website again, priorityafrica.org. Give them a call, 510-238-8080, extension 309, Priority Africa Network. Give them a call. Tell them you got the number from the show. Tell them a friend of Moadi's who can't get up there. Let them know what's going on. Show your support. Can't get there? Ask them if they have a PayPal. Can't get there? See if they can do something online. Can't get there? Send out an email of someone that can get there. This is a tribute to the Congolese women, like my mother, or Mwadi, or Huguette, you know, Amina, and, you know, Kanjunju over there in New York, Noella, of course, you know, I always pronounce her last name, but Noella knows what I'm talking about, from the George Smiley Foundation in New York. This is dedicated to the Mukayas, the Lalingas of the culture back home. This is a tribute to them. You know, I'm doing my thing for the men, because too often they're portraying the men as sexual predators, which is far from the truth. It's those rogue elements within the society that's committing this crime. Most of them coming from Rwanda. Let's get it right. People, and Still I Rise is a tribute to Congolese women. If people can mobilize and go to an event that talks about women in Congo as rape victims and get the turnout that they do and get the donations that they do, then why should there be any reason, any excuse, any situation why a tribute to the Congolese women, including the living, should not have twice the turnout? This is going to be up in Oakland. You know how they do things up in Oakland. On the East Coast, we heard more about Oakland than Los Angeles. You know how they do things up there. When they protest, they protest. And when they do protest, if I understand the people of Oakland, I may be wrong, correct me if I'm out of line here, but the people of Oakland, they won't protest unless they know it needs a protest. And when they do protest, the people come out. This is a tribute to the Congolese women. I'll say it again. This is a tribute to the Congolese women. And Still I Rise. You know that poetry, that poem. Show your love. Show your support. Check them out. These days, with people running around saying they're doing things for Congo women here, doing things for Congo women over there, doing things and raising proceeds or benefit to the Congo women or women of Congo, whatever. And then I talk to these women or representatives back home, and they tell me, well, we don't see no money coming this way, and we don't know who these people are that's raising money on behalf. Let me tell you, that's always an issue with me. I'm very funny about organizations or people doing events to raise money for the women of Congo, and I work with the women of Congo, and 10% will go to them, and the rest will come to us. Because let me explain something to you people in the street language. People's salaries, office spaces, car notes, and rent is being paid off the suffering of our Congolese, specifically the women and the children being conscripted as child soldiers, sexual porters, and the men dying to protect them. They're not, these men aren't a bunch of cowards running when they see gunfire. There are stories of men protecting their women. Now, in this case, if Mwadi Mukanye is involved with this, then I know personally this is to benefit the women of Congo. All right? Let's get it down like that. She's telling me, because I know for a fact that when she works on behalf of women of Congo, she works on the behalf of women of Congo. So if she can vet this, that's why we're spotlighting it today, people. The word on the street, and Still I Rise. Who said that poetry? And she talks like a man, her Maya Angelou, and Still I Rise. Is that, I cannot remember her name. I think that's her. So show the love. Check it out. Let me break it down to you again. What's going to be happening up here? June 28th, 2 days before the independence of the Democratic Republic of the Congo people. This event is no joke. And as they say to me, this special event takes place this Sunday in Oakland. It's a call for solidarity and support for the women of the Congo. Come learn about the political situation on the ground in the Congo and regional countries like Rwanda and Uganda. That part should take about 30 seconds. Rwanda invaded us the first time in 1996. Then Uganda came to Rwanda and invaded us again the second time in 1998. And Uganda was found guilty in international court of violating and looting the country of the Democratic Republic of the Congo and was ordered to pay $10 billion. Now, I want to know where my $10 billion is from Uganda. We have to discuss this. Now, Rwanda, let me tell you something about Rwanda. Rwanda's been spending time making people have battered wife syndrome as though they should feel guilty for 94. Well, if you want someone to feel guilty, let it be the neighboring African countries that didn't come down trying to stop the genocide in 94, specifically Uganda, specifically Tanzania. They could have stopped the genocide or the mass killing. They didn't. Congo was doing its part, all right, to bring an end to this murder that was taking place in 94. So let's not get it twisted here about, oh, it's the West that let us down. Well, how are you going to be free of colonialism and then turn around and say it's the West's fault? No, look at the neighboring African countries that didn't come to help, like Uganda. All right, so let's get it right. Now let's flow forward. You want to get a table at this extraordinary event? You have some wares you want to promote at this event? You have some events you want to promote at this event? You want to pick one up a table there? Give an email, shout out to Marty, and ask more information from her at bayarea@friendsofthecongo.org. bayarea@friendsofthecongo.org. It takes place this Sunday, June 28th, from 2 to 4:30 p.m. And ladies and gentlemen, check it out. The people inviting you are the Bay Area Friends of the Congo. And Still I Rise, a day of advocacy and tribute to Congolese women. Again, it's featuring keynote speaker Kambala Musavuli from the D.C.-based organization Friends of the Congo. This event is a one-of-a-kind opportunity to learn about the present situation in the Congo through dialogue, music, food, poetry, and action. It's not just about talking. They're about action. It's a celebration of Congolese women as victors, overcoming and resisting their current situation. On this day, so near the June 30th anniversary of Congolese independence, the Bay Area Friends of the Congo urges you to gather with us, make an impact, and become a part of the network of folks worldwide who stand united with the Congo to bring about durable change and respect for human rights. This event will include spoken word. I wonder if Omar Congo is going to be up there. I know he'll be down here for an event on Sunday, Sunday evening. This event will include spoken word, video presentation, dance, panel discussion, advocacy actions, and food. We had a complete edit on the Congo film, the promo, Once Upon a Time in the Congo, so I can send him a clip to show. I love for it to be shown up there to the people. So again, people, June 28th. You want to check it out? You want to be there? Of course you're going to be there. Can't be there physically? Send them an email. Send a donation. Send the flyer around. Post on your website. Give them a call. Reach out to Nunu. You know, Nuna Kadani. Give that person a shout out. You want that number over there to talk to her? She's over at nunukadani@att.net. Reach out to them. She's a Priority Africa Network. Their email, priorityafrica@yahoo.com. Their website is www.priorityafrica.org. And their phone number is 510-238-8080, extension 309. But you can reach Mwadi Mukenge up there, advocate, director for Africa at the globalfundforwomen.org. Great organization. So Mwadi's involved with this. This has to be a good event to take place because she's picky about anything she likes to involve herself with. People, it's for the women of Congo. They need to know they're not forgotten. They need to know people are defending them. And let me tell you, people, that you need to know there are Congolese men laying down their lives for our women back home. You got it? Going to be there? Going to check it out? So what's today's word on the street, people? And Still I Rise, a tribute to the women of Congo. June 28th, this Sunday, Oakland, be there. You know how they get down up there. Show how it should be done. Show the love. Show the respect. But show your support, because this is a tribute for the women of Congo. Let them know where they stand in your heart. People, I'm gone. I'm going to give you a little music here in honor of Michael. I don't have anything up from Michael. But you know what? What can I do something here for the ladies of Congo? Let me see here. Okay, we can't do California Love. That ain't happen. What can I do for the ladies? You know, some time ago, one of our great artists has passed away, Modela System. He did a song, Vera Casa. I'm going to dedicate this song to the women of Congo. All right, people, sorry to catch the Benga. Sorry for my absence working on the Congo film. You can also teach down here, but the Congo film is taking a lot of time. It's working in there. You'll be seeing your cut soon. So June 28th, up in Oakland, support initiative, and Still I Rise, a tribute to the women of Congo. I'm out. Later on.
Sangui Kumba. Il est toujours difficile d'être aimé que d'aimer.
Na lobaki na yo